This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, urging you to take just a few moments out of your very busy day and study with us from the sacred will of God. For the past several times, we've been talking about the expression found in John 17:17, made by our blessed Lord, "Thy word is truth." Thus far in this series, we have noted, in regard to the fact that God's word is truth, that truth must not be diluted with addition of mere human doctrine. Secondly, that men must not take away from God's truth, that is, he must not diminish from it. Thirdly, that he must not pervert that truth, he must not change it, wrest it, twist it. Fourth, that truth is the exclusive means to salvation from sin. And now the point that we were talking about as we ended our study last time, no one can preach any other message and be pleasing to God. You will recall that in the giving of the Great Commission, after he was raised from the dead and just before he ascended back to the Father in heaven, Jesus gave what has been aptly called the Great Commission to his disciples. In Mark's record of that commission, he said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Notice the expression, "Go preach the gospel." The Lord did not say, "Go into all the world and persuade men to be religious." Men were religious long before the Lord came. He did not come into the world to make men religious, but to give them the opportunity of being right religiously. That is, of being involved in the religion that would lead to the salvation of their souls in eternity. Further, we find in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 to 9, the Apostle Paul, in writing to the churches of Galatia, said, "I marvel that you're so quickly removing from him that called you in the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another gospel, only there are some that would trouble you and pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, should preach unto you any gospel other than that which we preached unto you, let him be anathema." Here you see plainly that Paul makes clear that even if an angel of God Almighty, or an apostle, were to preach any message other than the message of Jesus Christ, that is, the gospel, then he would not be serving God, but would rather rest under the anathema or the curse of God. And I quite readily acknowledge that that applies to me as well as to anyone. The mere fact that one preaches does not constitute proof that he is serving Christ, as Paul makes clear in Romans chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. And so in regard to the point, "Thy word is truth," we note that no one can preach any other message, that is, any message other than the gospel, and be pleasing to God in doing so. Now we turn to the sixth point in our study of "Thy word is truth," and that is that it is false to say of truth that it can be rightly regarded as true by one person and false by another. This is one of the most confusing points to many people. For instance, let us imagine that Mr. Smith says that proposition or doctrine X is true, but Mr. Jones says that doctrine X is false. Quite obviously, these two men are contradicting one another. And contradictory statements cannot both be true and they cannot both be false. If two statements are contradictory, one must be true and the other must be false. And so when one says, for instance, that Jesus was born of a virgin and another says that Jesus was not born of a virgin, one of those men must be wrong. They cannot both be right. And yet much of the religious world today is caught in this trap of affirming logical contradictions. This is one of the most grievous errors of atheists, in that they hold contradictory positions. Truth is objective. It is not merely what we think it is. It's what it is without regard to what we think it is. And so today we must recognize that it's false to say of truth that it can be rightly regarded as true by one person and false by another. Our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us, and I hope you'll be back with us next time as we continue our study of "Thy Word is Truth."